In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名，在这里真道。
It's a long time. I'll see all the brothers and sisters here in Garden Grove Church.
已经很久没有在这里看到园林教会的弟兄姐妹。
I remember many years ago, I come here for morning, the Monday night service, but it's really haven't been here a long time.
我记得是在好几年之前我也在这边礼拜一晚上领会，但是已经好久了。
And also, it's my blessing that I can come here for CYSC. All the students also join with us, having tonight for this Bible study together.
那今天晚上我们可以跟大学生的学生联会参加的学生在这边一起来聚会，是一个很大的福气。
Tonight topic I'd like to share with you is inevitable victory.
今天晚上想要跟大家勉励的题目是必然得胜。
The inevitable victory, which is an inescapable victory, which is a victory is already given.
这个必然得胜的意思就是说这个胜利是逃不了的，所以已经是给了我们。
I'm not sure because any of you have that experience in your game, or I'm not talking about a PC game, but. In your, your life, something that you have facing that you know you can win this, the you're facing a challenge.
我想大家有没有体验过，就是在玩游戏的时候或者比赛你们还没比赛之前已经知道说你会赢。
It thinks you know it is given that it's yours.
就是说不用比赛之前已经知道说这个冠军是你的。
In my life, I have won. This is during my college time.
在我念大学的时候，我体验过一次。
That one was in my nighttime class.
它是那个时候是我在晚上上课的时候。
It's not related with my major.
那堂课不是我本科的科目。
But as a business major, I have to take one of the class.
因为我是念商课的，所以我需要念那堂课。
One of friends had told me.You can get B this class.
我的朋友说，你拿这堂课的话，你会拿到 B.
Which is a business information system.
是关于这个商业的这个资讯。
When I was in college, computer is kind of at that time still not like nowadays.
在我念大学的时候，那个时候的电脑跟现在电脑不同。
I'm sure because you never heard about a 286, 286. I don't think you know that.
我想大家没有听过286、386。
10 gigabyte is considered quite big, you know.
在那个时候，十个 G 的容量已经算是很大。
So, but since it's my, my major is business, I'm taking one class.
因为我的本科是商科，所以我就要拿那堂课。
But instead of spread out, I choose one class a whole night, over 3 hours.
我不想要分开一个礼拜上几天这个课，所以我就选择。一次过三个小时来上。
So every week is one time, the one night, for that class.
所以每个礼拜我只是需要去一次晚上然后就上三个小时。
But usually teacher finish early anyway.
通常老师也会提早下课。
And but toward to the end, final.
但是到最后要考期末考的时候。
That is the before the final, because most of people don't attend it, just only few of them.
通常在那个时候快要考期中考的时候，很多学生已经不去上课了。
Until that, my grade is about a C.
在那个时候，我的分数大概70分左右。
So final is really up to the whole things upon that.
所以我的这个期中考的考试是很重要。
But the last hour, the teachers really get mad because only 1/4 attend.
但是到最后老师因为看到。这个出席率都很低，所以他就生气了。
So he decided that tonight I'll give you all the problem for the final.
所以他就决定说，这个晚上我就把所有考试的题目都给你们。
So he said, don't share with any rest of them.
不要跟其他人分享。
This class, if you study all this problem, you got all right and you got an A.
他就说，如果你把这些题目都准备好的话，那你去考试一定会拿到 A。
Luckily, blessingly, I got A the class.
感谢神那一次我就拿到 A。
Because I don't study other things, only the problems are quite easy.
因为我都没有练习没有复习其他东西，只是复习那个考卷。
So, because once in our life,
所以有时候在我们生活当中
，You know the answer.
你已经知道答案了。
You know what's going on.
你知道已经发生什么事了。
Your life will be blessed.
那你的生活就是充满福气的。
Your life is actually, you know, it is on the way of a journey for quite a, with a full of confidence.
那这样子，我们的这个人生的路程都会充满着信心。
Our Christian life, if we really, we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，作为基督徒，如果我们能够跟随主耶稣基督的话
，Of course, there's a, I'm sure, because we came from flesh.
啊，当然我们是带着肉身的。
And naturally, there's a, some challenge out of our flesh.
那
challenge because of we have flesh.
啊，有时候因为我们是带着肉体的，所以我们也会遇到很多困难。
Now, if we truly submit to God.
但是如果我们能够顺服神的话
，Submit doesn't require any our intellectual mind.
事实上，要顺服神不需要不需要一点知识。
Submit doesn't require any kind of great amount of knowledge.
而且要顺服神，我们不需要太啊很多的知识。
Actually, it requires simple faith.
只是需要的就是我们简单的信心。
And once we have this simple faith,
只要我们有这样子的简单的信心的话
，our path of Christian life already we gain the victories.
我们这样子的基督徒的生活就已经得到这个啊。胜利了。
Now when we read the Bible,
当我在念圣经的时候
，we find out these a very simple, key of our success.
事实上，我在圣经里面就可以找到啊这个成功的要点。
We know that when Jesus when he came to this world, he have gone through a lot of difficulties.
我们知道说主耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他遇到很多困难。
But he knows he's already his destiny.
我们知道他的目的地是在哪里
？Of course, you know all the Pharisees and Sadducees, their challenge, their jealousies, all these is difficulties.
当然啊，那些法利赛人、撒都盖人，他们都给他很多麻烦啊，这些都是他的困难。
But he have confidence.
但是他有信心。
As long as God is the Father with him.
啊，只要父跟他同在。
He know that he can make a victory.
他知道他一定会得胜。
And so I have a, you know, this message is for tonight.Book of Revelation.
啊，今天晚上想要跟大家分享的就是启示录。
The Book of Revelation is a story of victory.
事实上，启示录是啊这个得胜的故事。
Once you look at the Book of Revelation,
啊，如果我们看启示录的话
，there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of information out of the Book of Revelation.
我们可以从里面可以得到很多资讯。
The one of the most the portion that we can it comes into our attention our eyes is judgment.
啊，当我们念的时候，我们会注意到的其中一个重点就是审判。
Now, many people who mention the judgment is quite scary.
很多时候人家会说这个审判是很可怕的。
But judgment is not belongs to you, then judgment is not that big deal.
如果这个审判不是对我们来审判的话，那对我们来讲没有什么关系。
Well, during the time of, you know, during the time of Moses,
啊，在摩西的时候
，God already gave a great the assurance of victory for the Israelites.
啊，神已经啊应许了让以色列民能够得胜。
I will deliver your people out of Egypt.
啊，神应许了说把百姓带离开埃及。
But this is already assurance to the Moses.
这个已经是应许给摩西的。
Of course, there's a lot of challenge, a lot of difficulties.
当然，在路上他们遇到很多困难。
In the human history, there's no such things happen.
啊，在人类的历史当中没有这样子的事情发生过。
And also, 80 years old man goes into, you know, going into the Egypt, tour to the palace and tour to the Pharaoh. He have to deal with and a challenge to them.
一个80岁的老公公要进去埃及的王宫跟国王来这样子说。
But already God gave him an assurance, I will deliver these people out of your people out of Egypt.
但是神已经应许他说他会带领百姓离开埃及。
The Moses his life at that moment he gained already victory in his hands.
所以对于摩西来讲，说他手上已经掌握到这个胜利了。
Even though he's an 80 years old man.
虽然他是80岁的老公公。
Because God is with him.
但是因为神跟他同在。
So when we see that when the dealing with this ten plagues to the land of Egypt.
啊，我们可以看到说神啊降下啊十灾。
For the Egyptians, all this one by one, this is for them is a great suffering and great disaster.
这些十灾对啊埃及人来讲对他们来讲都是啊灾祸，都是痛苦。
But for the chosen people,
但是对这些选民来讲
Israelites,
以色列民
it's not any suffering.
他们完全没有受苦
Each time God performed this miracle and upon to the Egyptian for the punishment and the judgment,
每次神行这些神迹来去惩罚埃及人的时候
Each time for the judgment is getting more intense and greater.
每一次的审判跟惩罚都是越来越大
But yet, these judgments never upon to the Israelites.
但是这些惩罚完从来没有降在以色列民身上。
Each time, actually, the one come upon to the land, then the Israelites they gain the more faith upon that.
每次降下灾祸的时候，以色列民就会更加有信心。
Gaining more confidence that we have to get out of here.
他们会更有信心的知道说要离开埃及。
So we know the 10th one came upon to the land.
当第十个灾祸降临的时候
For the Egyptian, it was a sorrowful day before that night.
因为那个晚上是埃及人最悲伤的那一天
Because all the firstborn, they were all killed.
因为所有的长子都被杀了
But the one with the lamb of the blood upon to the doorpost,That the angels pass over to save the firstborn.
但是当门框上有涂上血的天使就会越过他们的房子。
We can talk about the victories.
我们讲到说这个胜利。
The Israelites the experience of this victory.
以色列民已经体验过这样子的胜利了。
So when we open the book of Revelation,
所以当我们看启示录的时候
，We find out that this book, this is talking about from the beginning, actually talking about the judgment also.
事实上，一开始的时候就是讲到这些审判。
But yet, this judgment is not belongs to us.
但是这个审判不是对我们来说的。
And for us, for the chosen one,
作为选民的我们
then this is the book of blessing.
这个是事实上是一卷福气的书。
We'll find out the book of Revelation talking about the seven blessing.
事实上是这个启示录里面是提到七个。福气。
Now, anybody will open the book of Revelation and they start to read this book.
很多人当他翻开启示录在念这卷书的时候
，And then the first things we find out the book the book of Revelation chapter one the blessing is if you look at the time chapter one
如果我们看启示录的第一个福气是什么？第一章
chapter one verse three
第三节
chapter one verse three blessed he who reads and those who hears the word of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it.For the time near.
启示录第一章第三节，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
If we are the one to read the word of God,
如果我们是在念神的话的话
，If we are the one who follow, submit to the word of God, then it becomes a blessing.
如果我们能够遵守其中所记载的，那我们就有福了。
And look at please turn to chapter 17.
我们来看第十七章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 17.
启示录的第十七章。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
我们来看十七章的十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 14. These will wage chapter 17, verse 14. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of the Lord, and the King of kings, and those who are with him, and are called, and the chosen and faithful.
启示录十七章十四节，他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的。也必得胜。
On the last day of our generation, we have toward the close to the we call the his end time is getting closer.
现在我们都说他末日已经快到了。
And also because toward to the end, the Satan more mightily disturb us possibly and trying to attacking us.
越靠近末日的时候，撒旦也会更加的来去攻击我们。
But yet.If we are within Christ,
但是如果我们是跟主基督同在的话
if we are the one of the chosen one,
如果我们是被选的
if we are the one called and chosen,
如果我们是被蒙召的跟被选的
and a faithful one,
而且是忠心的
then we can victory with him,
我们就会得胜。
So when Revelation chapter 5, I mean chapter 6.
在启示录的第六章。
In chapter 6 verse from 1, you're talking about the seven seal to be opened one by one.
在第六章的第一节开始讲到有七个印，他们一个一个的被打开。
But for us with the Lord Jesus Christ,
对我们来讲跟主耶稣在一起,
if we follow this, especially the chapter 6 verse 2,
如果我们能够遵守，就好像第，尤其是在第六章第二节。
And I look and behold the white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquer and to conquer.
第六章第二节，我就观看有一匹白马骑在马上的，拿着弓，并且冠冕赐给他，他便出来胜了又要胜。
The one who sat on the white horse, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he go on. And then his battle always conquered the enemy and then destroyed the enemy. So conquer and to conquer.
有一匹白马骑在上面的，就是主耶稣基督。他会出去征战，而胜了又要胜。
So when Jesus was before he ascend.
在主耶稣升天之前。
And he gave us a great encouragement.
他给我们给了一个很好的勉励。
And look at the John chapter 16.
我们来看约翰福音的16章。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
约翰福音的16章33节.
John chapter 16 verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have a peace. In the world you have a tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
约翰福音16章33节. 我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难。 但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。In
this passage, Jesus never talked about, you know, since your Messiah, you are a chosen one, so I can, you know, discount anything. But we are the one in this world have a tribulation.
主耶稣在这里没有讲到说，因为我们是选民，所以我们都会很容易的过我们的日子。反而这里讲到说，我们会有苦难。But
Jesus is asking us, encourage us, take courage.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们。 要放心,
I have overcome the world.
因为神，主耶稣已经胜了世界。
If you're holding upon this word for the rest of our life,
如果我们能够掌握着这个应许的话,
we can be overcome it too.
我们也可以胜了这个世界。
We can make victories.
我们也会得到这胜利。
Actually, when you look at the book of Revelation, it's talking about the judgment, yes.
当我们念这个启示录的时候，对的，它是讲很多关于审判的事情。
Every time, you know, the seal is open.
每一次这个印打开的时候
，We can see the word is not, it's, you know, always like a shiny and also it, you know, as considered as like a fine blue sky.
我们看到好像都是亮的，好像蓝的天一样。
But remember that the gray sky is not belongs to us.
但是我们知道说这个灰的天不属于我们的。
Because victory is belongs to us.
但是这个胜利是属于我们的。
So I hope because we can read the book of Revelation.
所以我们希望可以念这卷启示录。
From the perspective that we are not in the judgment, but actually we are in the victory.
就是要从一个角度，是我们不是被审判，而是我们是要胜利的角度来看。
Of course, it's not because we are great.
当然不是因为我们是很伟大。
Or do you think you don't have any weakness? I have a weakness.
我们会觉得说我们没有软弱吗？ 我自己就有软弱了。
But yet the Lord Jesus outside. He is the frontliner.
但是主耶稣是在前线。
He will fight for us.
他会替我们征战。
He will protect us.
他会保护我们。
He will make our journey, our enemy to be destroyed.
他会毁灭我们的敌人。
I like this, you know, words in the book of Revelation chapter 17.
我很喜欢在启示录的第17章里面节。
And we can we find out the where these people to be end up, we can say, yeah.
我从这里可以看到说，这些人的结局是怎么样子
this one is a, this is the, what will happen on the last day, which is on the last day of judgment.
这些事情都会在这个末日审判的日子的时候应验的。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 19. Sorry.
我们来看启示录的19章。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 20.
启示录的19章20节。
And the beast was seized. This is the end of the end of the face of the beast. The beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence by which he deceived those who have received the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burned with the brimstone.
19章的20节, 那兽被擒拿, 那在兽面前行, 曾行其事, 迷惑兽兽印记和拜兽像之人的假先知, 也与兽同被擒拿, 他们两个就活活地被扔在 烧着硫磺的火湖里。
Actually, all these visitors received authority from the Satan.
这些人都已经从撒旦那边得到这权柄。
They actually exercise a great power also.
他们是很有权柄的。
They become a great threatening to the Christian, to the chosen one too.
他们对基督徒来讲也是一个很大的祸害。
Just like, you know, in Revelation chapter 13, there's one coming out of the sea.
比如说在启示录的13章里面讲到说有一个从海上来的。
And so mentioned about the, you know, political power. Some say it's a power from those who deny the God's authority and God's existence.
讲到说一些政治的权利，说他们不承认神的这个权柄。
You look at around the whole world, and the power of politics is quite strong.
如果我们看这世界上，这政治的权力是很大。
They actually great impact to the society.
这些政治的权柄会影响这个社会。
I think 1963 or 64 around during the time of the President Kennedy, now stop this nation to tour to the, you know, the religious way.
在1963年的时候，美国总统金乃迪，他也曾经的去，他不让学校提到宗教。
But nowadays we look at how much the politics influence of society.
我们可以看到今天这些政治的权力对于社会的影响有多大。
Remember 1982 when I come to the United States when I was 19 years old.
1980年我来美国的时候，我是19岁。
And the same sex together, you know, walk together, holding hands, then we can see, wow, very, very strange.
如果我们看到街上有同性的在牵手的时候，我们会觉得很奇怪。
All the society cannot accept this, you know, same sex, even, you know, holding hands, walk together.
在那个时候，社会没办法接受两个同性的在牵手。
But now it's changed.
但是现在已经改变了。
Remember, because is it this year?
是今年吗？
Except, even get married too.
国家已经很多地方已经接受同性的婚姻。
And also, I heard that this, you know, there's something supposed not to smoke, but nowadays these things are considered illegal too, right?
另外就是有些不能吸的，但是现在也算是合法的。
Don't make out of curiosity, you try it.
但是不要因为好奇去试。
Things nowadays, the whole thing has changed nowadays.
现在这个社会很多事情都已经改变了。
You think about nowadays, because of politics, you know, the changing the people's attitude, their lifestyle.
我们可以看到说现在政治改变，而且人的生活方法也改变了。
The influence is quite strong.
这个影响是很大。
If we do not accept it,
如果我们没办法接受的话，
you can treat it consider as you are like a barbarian. Barbarians too much, but at least you are out of, you know, outdated people.
如果我们不能够接受的话，我们就好像被隔绝的人。
And also the one coming from the earth. Chapter 13, verse from 11 mentioned that.
另外在13章那边11节那边讲到说从地上来的。
This animal also has a great power.
这些动物都有很大的 权柄.
If you look at the, you know, chapter 13, verse 11, these beast, it looks like a dragon.
在十一节那边讲到的这个兽是好像龙。
And they received the verse 12 mentioned that they exercised all the power of the first beast in his presence.
十二节讲到说他是行头一个兽所有的权柄。
You're talking about the last day of a false prophet.
这个是讲到说末日的时候的假先知。
Just now, there's a lot of Christianity. We can say a lot in this country, huge amount of people we can call the Christianity.
在这个世, 在整个国家我们有很多人都可以说是基督徒。
But we have to be careful.
但是我们要小心。
But we're supposed not to be influenced by their concept.
但是我们不能够被他们的想法影响。
They are considered as quite generous, quite open in a sense.
他们的想法很开放。
And which is deliver the message toward to the, you know, the deviate from the truth.
他们所传的都跟真理有分辨有不同。
A lot of eloquence out of there too.
他们也 很有口才。
I heard about it because one of the in Korea there's you know this is not a false prophet, but the one who received the we can call the spirit, you know divinator, what do you call that as the telling of a fortune or things, what do you call it? Sorcerer, we can say is that? I don't know, but it's you know it's.
在韩国有一个人他不是。假先知，但是他好像一个灵媒。
The one who touched the other spirit.
他能够摸另外一个灵。
The one who possessed the telling, you know, the testified.
他能够被灵附上，然后说话。
At the beginning, this evil spirit is threatening them.
在刚开始的时候有邪灵来去警告他们。
Give a pain upon to the body also.
而且也会让他们身上受苦。
So finally, the person accept and the spirit coming in.
所以那个人后来就接受这个邪灵的居住。
And then look at the people, they telling about that person.
他能够借着邪灵看着一个人，然后就说关于那个人的事情。
Now also, they want to exercise their performing.
当他们表演的时候。
And like an edge of the sword, they walk on the top of it.
他们能够站在走在这个。刀的尖上面。
This all can happen because the spirit helped them.
他们能够行这些事情，是因为这个邪灵帮助。
But the person mentioned that the converted Christian.
这个人他说他是基督徒。
Most of these people end up their life is very miserable.
结果这些人信了他们结果他们生活就很悲惨。
But the person mentioned that thank God that he can get out of their you know the evil spirit, out of the you know the possessed spirit.
那这个人感谢神，就是他可以让这个邪灵离开他。
And also the mention that once the evil spirit come upon the person, speaking is very arrogant.
而且有时候当这个邪灵附身的时候，那个人会很有口才。
The very speaking is very the trying to know how to convince the people.
而且他会很知道怎么样子去说服别人。
The person mentioned that it's not by him, but by the evil spirit.
那个人说到说他能够说服别人不是因为他的口才而是因为这个邪灵。
Nowadays, we can say Christianity doesn't mean that all that the Christianity is all Christian truly.
所以现在我们说基督教但是不代表说所有的基督徒是真正的基督徒。
We have to discern the spirit too.
我们一定要分辨这个灵。
Whether it came from God or not.
是从神而来还是不是。
And also there's a lot of material out there, you know, all the books and all the material also.
而且在外面也有很多资讯或者书。
Because when you're dealing with the online, you open the, you know, think about it, you can access all the things, right?
我们可以上网，可以看到很多不同的资讯。
But we have to be careful.
但是我们要小心。
We're supposed not to be influenced by the false, you know, false prophet.
我们不应该被这些假先知影响。
And this power is quite strong. It's like he spoke as a dragon. Verse 11 says.
所以这个权柄很大，就好像这个龙一样。
What Jesus mentioned about the Matthew chapter 24.
主耶稣在马太福音的24章也有提到。
The what will happen on the last day?
在末日的时候会发生什么事情？
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们来看马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 11.
马太福音的24章11节。
And as many false prophets will arise and will mislead the many. The 24:11 mentioned, this is what Jesus says.
24章的11节，这个是主耶稣说的，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
In order not to be deceived.
我们如果不要被骗的话。
But we have to stand on our truth.
我们一定要站立在这个正道上。
Really, if we are not in the truth, then we follow the people's, you know, way of elegant speech and the way of writing.
如果我们没有站在这个正道上的时候，我们就会被别人所写的或者是这个口才所 吸引住。
During the time of Apostle Paul, the apostolic time.
在使徒时代也是一样。
Already a false prophets already exercise and the message to deceive the members.
在那个时候，假先知已经出来迷惑信徒了。
Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
在哥林多后书的十一章。
Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse from 13.
哥林多后书十一章十三节开始。
2 Corinthians 11, verse from 13 to 15.
十三章到十三节到十五节。
For such men are a false apostle, deceitful workers, and disguising themselves as an apostle of Christ. 14.And no wonder, for even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light, verse 15. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as a servant of the righteousness, whose end shall become according to their deed. That means Paul, yeah.
哥林多后书十一章十三节，那等人是假先假使徒，行事诡诈。装着基督使徒的模样，十四节，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照他们的行为。
A false teacher can be me too. If I'm not careful.
如果不小心的话，这个假的使徒也会找我。
First teachers, first disciple, it can be you too.
所以这个假的使徒也可以是我们每一位。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们一定要小心。
Though we know that when the Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus praised Peter's, he praised that upon this rock I'll build my church.
我们在马太福音的十六章里面，主耶稣说跟彼得说他要在彼得上从彼得那边建立教会。
And Jesus talking about that. After that, he talked about his dying on the and then later.
之后主耶稣就提到说他要死。
And after that 3 days, he will resurrect.
然后之后三天后会复活。
When he talk about his death, and Peter says, "You God forbid it," he says.
当主耶稣提到说他要死的时候，彼得就拒绝。
What the Peter mentioned that is from out of flesh.
彼得所说的话是从他肉体的想法来说。
If the Lord Jesus not die on the cross,
如果主耶稣没有死在十字架上的话
，the salvation cannot accomplish.
这个救恩没办法完成。
So Satan knows that using the Peter to speak out to destroy the God's purpose.
所以撒旦知道说可以用彼得。去借着他说的话来去毁坏神的这个计划。
False prophet.
这个就是假先知。
But we have to careful.
所以我们要小心。
We have to care ourselves also.
我们自己也要小心。
We are not supposed to getting in to be controlled and end up to be managed by the Satan.
我们也要小心，不要让撒旦来去控制我们。
And Revelation chapter 13 mentioned about those number 666. We know that.
在启示录那边有提到说
which is the seal by the welcome by the worldly people.
这个是提到说是关于世人来说的。
We don't know how we can calculate how 666, but we understand the 666 is considered a symbolical number as my view.
对我来讲，我不知道这个六百六十六是怎么样子算出来，但是这个只是一个一个记号而已。
Number it seems close to God, yet it's the man's number.
虽然这个号码好像是很靠近神的号码，但是却是从人而来。
And we're the one who accept by this word.
我们不要被这些话语来去接受它。
One of the seven churches, we know that we talk about seven churches soon.
然后在启示录里面有讲到七这个教会。
I think from tomorrow we talk about the seven churches.
So, 明天开始我们会提到这七个教会。
But as Thyatira is one of the guild is quite popular in that city.
他那边提到说一个推拉是一个很繁荣的城市。
What happened is all the business people they trying to make associate.
就是那个时候做商业的人，他们都想要再聚集在一起。
So let all the business people to join in this society, in this organization.
所以他们就让这些做生意的人都参加这个组织。
So what these people doing it is once they join, then they certify the person.
所以如果 有人去参与这个组织的话，他们就给他一个
证书。What these people gather together, they doing it as they gather together, you know, the festival, and they make, you know, the party together.
这些人聚集在一起啊，他们就是去庆祝一些事情。
But not only eating, but they worship the idol also.
但是他们在庆祝的时候，不只是在吃东西，而且还
And also they practice the sexual immorality within them also.
而且在当中他们也行淫乱。
So once you join there, they accept their the practice of their lifestyle together.
所以如果我们去参加这个团体的时候，我们就会接受他们的这些生活方式。
But if you do not join the guild,
如果我们没有去参加这个团体的话
，your business, what your life is jeopardized right away.
那你的这个商你的商业的公司就没办法去继续做下去。
So for the Christians, actually, at that time is quite challenge if they doing the business.
所以对于那个时候在那边做生意的基督徒来讲是很困难的。
So the believing because of the believing God.
因为他们相信神。
They actually they have to give up their own business.
他们真的要放弃他们的这些生意。
Which is they threatening the entire their family and their life there.
这样子也会影响他们的家里人跟他们的生活。
But yet if they follow God, they faithful to God.
但是如果他们对神忠信的话
，I'm sure the God will protect them.
我相信神会保护他们。
So in the future,
所以将来
，if we are this kind of temptation upon in our life,
如果我们在生活上会遇到这样子的引诱的
话 ，maybe there's a lot of stress upon the pressure upon in our life.
或许我们在生活上会遇到这些压力。
So we have to remember.
我们一定要想起
，they do not belongs to God.
他们不属于神。
We have to say we belongs to God.
我们要告诉自己，我们属于神。
In order to holy,
如果我们要保持着圣洁的话
，Or if you and I we choose God.
我们都选择神。
When Daniel's and the Daniel's three friends, you look at them.
如果我们看丹尼里跟他的三个朋友
，Actually, they were exiled to the Babylon. Their name forcefully changed.
他们被掳到去巴比伦的时候，他们的名字被逼的去改。
No longer their life to be like a Jewish, be like Israelites.
他们已经不能够就好像以色列民一样了。
But then Daniel and three friends, they never compromised.
但是丹尼里跟他的三个朋友从来没有妥协。
They're willing to keep their identity.
他们要保持着他们的身份。
Christians, we need this kind of you know the commitment.
作为基督徒，我们也需要有这样子的。
Because this matter is a matter of our true life eternity.
因为这个是关乎我们的这个永生。
If you compromise,
如果我们妥协的话
，then you're willing to accept by the word.
如果我们只是
be accepted by the word, which is we kneel down to the word.
就是说我们就会被这个世界接受。
Maybe we can taste this whole word. Maybe
或许我们可以尝到这个世界上的甜味。
But yet our promise of salvation will be jeopardized.
但是我们这个得到永生的应许却会有危险了。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
我们来看约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15 verse from 18.
约翰福音的十五章十八节。
John chapter 15 verse 18.
约翰福音十五章十八节。
18 and 19.
十八十九节。
If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. Verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
十八节，约翰福音十五章十八节。世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。十九节。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
But don't be scared.
所以不要害怕。
Because you are in the college, you are in the job, and it seems like what I'm doing always is enemy or they hate me. Don't think about that way.
不要想说我们在这个世界上，我们在上课，在学校，在公司我们身边的人都是敌人。
Have you noticed Daniel that all the people around they actually hate him? They trying to eliminate him.
我们有没有看到但以理的故事？他身边的人都想要想要把他们除掉。
But he was his position was secured by God's security.
但是他的这个身份却是被神所稳固住。
Especially king, God assured to the king to secure his position.
而且神借着这个国王来去保护着他。
So no one can come to dare to remove him.
所以没有一个人敢把他们除去。
If God is with you,
如果神跟你们同在
，Don't worry about it.
不要担心。
Maybe life turned to be like we are in the cast into the lion's den, maybe.
或许我们的生活就好像被丢到这个狮子坑里面。
Maybe the position we were cast into the furnace, maybe.
或许我们好像被丢在这个火炉里面。
But remember, three people cast into the furnace it turned to be four people.
但是我们要记得说，三个人被丢进去火炉里面，却是有四个人在里面。
He's showing that God is with them.
就是说神跟我们同在。
So actually, when they were in actually jeopardized their life actually on the furnace.
所以事实上他们在这火炉里面，对他们来讲，生命是有威胁。
But God secured his life, their life.
但是神却是保存了他们的生命。
I hope that we need to have this kind of faith.
所以我们需要有这样子的信心。
While we're reading the book of Revelation,
当我们在念启示录的时候
there is a challenge. Maybe there is a come upon us.
或许我们会遇到一些苦难。
But if you're with God,
但是如果我们跟神同在的话
you don't have to worry about it.
我们不需要担心。
Just like the Lord Jesus gave us assurance.
就好像主耶稣给我们的这个应许。
I will give you my peace to you.
神会把他的这个平安给我们。
Don't be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
We know that this is even later on the book of Revelation chapter 16 verse 19 talking about the big Babylon. The great Babylon.
在启示录的十六章的十九节里面讲到说这个大巴比伦。
The great Babylon is talking about the whole world.
这个大巴比伦就是这个世界。
Bible talking about this whole world to be collapsed and they destroy it by ours.
这圣经讲到说这个大巴比伦会被我们所毁灭。
But don't be discouraged later. I sense that this world and this LA will be destroyed by 1 hour. Then don't do anything.
所以不要想说这个。
I misunderstand.
不要想说这个世界最后会被我们毁灭，所以我们不要做任何事情。
The thing is, this world is not a priority.
最要紧的就是这个世界不是最重要的。
You know, Daniel never put the Babylon as a priority in his life.
但以理从来没有把巴比伦国放在他生命的最重要的地方。
Every day, he opened the door, opened the window toward to Jerusalem.
每天他打开朝着耶路撒冷的门。
He knows that he belongs to Jerusalem.
他是属于耶路撒冷。
His life does not belong to Babylon.
他的生命不属于巴比伦。
Every day, three times, he defined his identity.
他一天三次的确认他的身份。
If we have this confidence,
如果我们有这样子的信心
，Book of Revelation is a book that wonderful that we can read, we find out our true victory.
当我们念启示录的时候，我们就可以在当中看到这个胜利。
The book of Revelation 12 talking about the blue that we can call that this is what chapter 12 verse
3. 在启示录的十二章第三节。
And talking about this the great dragon, the red dragon, great red dragon. You're talking about the Satan.
这个就是撒旦。
Now, if you read it, you can find the verse 9 talking about the Satan.
在第九节那边就讲到说是
Satan worked greatly also to us.
撒旦也会大大的来去工作。
When Jesus was cast into the you know the desert, the wilderness, for the 40 days of prayer.
当主耶稣在旷野禁食祷告的时候。
Satan tempted him three times.
撒旦也在那边试探主耶稣三次。
Satan temptation is the one of Satan knows our weakness.
撒旦知道我们的软弱。
They using that weakness coming in and destroyed our faith.
他会用我们的软弱来去毁灭我们的信仰。
But if we still faithful to God,
但是如果我们对神忠心的话
，then we can overcome it.
我们就会战胜这个挑战。
Jesus overcome the Satan.
主耶稣已经战胜了这个撒旦。
Destroy the purpose of Satan.
他毁坏了撒旦的目的。
Let us to be the faithful one.
让我们也能够成为一个忠心的。
Then our life will be blessed by God.
我们的生命就会被神祝福。
Just like the book of Revelation, at the beginning with talking about the blessing.
就好像启示录一样，在刚刚开始是讲到福气。
Let us be the one to seal by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要成为被神 有印记的人。
Let us seal by the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵啊有印记的。
The one who keep the word of God.
啊，就是要遵守神的话语的。
To keep a word for the even now put our life risk that still we can keep His word.
甚至我们愿意啊为了这神的道而牺牲生命。
God will be with us.
神就会跟我们同在。
There's a story for the conclusions.
啊，在总结有一个故事。
If you look at the don't look at it, but second King chapter 6.
啊，在列王记下的第六章。
A story about during the time of Elisha.
啊，在以利沙的时候。
The Aram's army that they trying to destroy the Samaria.
啊，那时候亚兰王啊，他们要。啊，毁灭撒玛利亚。
But every time they trying to attack, but every place they already the Samaritan army to you know protect it.
啊，但是
defense you know for coming, they're coming.
啊，每次这个亚兰军要攻击的时候，这个撒玛利亚的城啊，都有人在保护。
At that time, somebody gave information to the king that this one who give this information is Elisha.
啊，那有人就告诉这个亚兰王说告密的人就是这个以利沙。
At that time, so the Aram army, the king sending the troop to the army, the soldier to surround him.
啊，所以那个时候就亚兰王就啊派再派军队就整把整个城都围绕着。
But the servant of the Elisha, they look at it, that he was scared.
啊，这以利沙的仆人看到就很害怕。
The man of God says, Do not fear.
但是神人却说不要害怕。
The those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
因为跟我们同在的比跟他们同在的人更多。
Because you know, at the servants look around, only the man of God and the servant.
所以这个仆人看来看去就只有这个神人跟他。
So the man of God prayed to God.
所以神人就向神祷告。
And then Elisha and the servant open his eyes.
啊，所以以利沙就说：“打开你的眼睛。”
That he can see the full of horses and chariot of fires around Elisha.
啊，所以就啊，这个仆人就看到说啊，有天军啊，火马在那边。
Elisha knows that God is with him.
以利沙知道神跟他同在。
Yes, in this world is quite strong, maybe.
啊，或许这个世界很强。
But Elisha, in this way, he made a victories.
啊，虽然这敌人很强，但是因为这样子。啊，以利沙却得胜了。
Victory is given to us.
这个胜利已经给我们了。
So when you are in a your Christian,
所以作为基督徒
，to be strong,
我们要我们要有这个力量。
Be faithful to God.
我们要对神有忠心。
Not only the commitment for today and tomorrow.
啊，不只是在今天或者明天。
Rest of your life.
就是在我们的以后的生活。
Hopefully the CYS this time when you before you finish.
啊，希望在这一次的灵恩会之后。
I hope you can make this kind of a commitment.
啊，希望大家能够立下一个志愿。
So the book of Revelation it turned out to be your answer already given to you.
啊，就是希望这个启示录是啊已经给你们的一个答案。
So you can enjoy your life with the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，让你们能够在主耶稣基督当中享受你们的生命。
Let us sing him.
我们来唱诗。
482.
482首。